Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hey, everyone. Today I'm speaking completely on impulse. No notes, no plan, but a real passion for what I'm about to say, and it's something I've been saying in my classes for 20-plus years. It's simply that the greatest gift you can give this world is a fully healthy you. The greatest gift you can give the world is a fully healthy you. What the heck does that mean? I think about it every day. The greatest gift I can give my family, the people I'm teaching, people I work with, the community, everybody, every living being, is that I am in balance, I am clear, I am clean, I'm stable, I'm steady, so that I can be of full service. And when I'm balanced and steady and stable and walking through life, I'm not only clear, but I'm positive. I'm most positive when I am clear and stable. So the greatest gift you can give anyone today is for you to take care of yourself on every level, body, mind, emotional level, spiritual level, every single level. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You know, these podcasts, these talks I give are really just suggestions. They're things that work for me in my own life and what I've seen work for other students. But I just ask you today, you know, where aren't you well? Where are you leaking energy? What in your life holds your mind that so much so that it blocks you from really stepping forth and really serving it up in every way possible? So where in your life are you leaking energy? And I get that term from Caroline Miss. She is a fantastic teacher. I think it's miss.com. Been studying with her for many, many years. Where are you leaking energy? What is not managed in your life in a way that you are not functioning at the highest level? You know, for a lot of us, it's a physical, right? Our physical bodies. We put crap in our bodies and we're not healthy, completely healthy, so that we're exhausted by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, looking for the cup of coffee, looking for the sugar, or we collapse on our beds at night, or we're holding negativity, holding grudges, holding regrets and past supposed failures. You know, where are you leaking energy? A few weeks ago, I spoke about or asked you the question, where do you live, right? Where are you living every day? Are you living in doubt, in fear, in worry, in anxiety, in comparison, competition? Where do you live? That's a good place to start. Because when you can start noting and being super honest with where you're living, you'll start to see where you're not really living in the most balanced, vibrant, positive possible way. And when you can look at that and get honest with it, all of a sudden, you know, it's in naming what's not working that you start to shift. All of a sudden, the momentum shifts and you start to move in a different direction. You start to take action. So we've got to name it. We've got to name it with compassion and with honesty about where you're just not being your greatest self. Right? The greatest gift you can give the world is a fully healthy you. So where are you not healthy? Is it in your emotional baggage? Is there a lot of drama in your life? Is it in your mental busyness, crazy busyness, constant thinking? Is it in your physicality? Is it in not moving or moving too much, not eating or not eating enough or eating too much or not eating well? Right? Is it in your relationships? Is it in silence, not having enough silence or alone time? Do you feel selfish taking care of yourself? And I think this is the big take-home point from today. taking care of yourself is not selfish. Taking care of yourself is not selfish. The greatest gift you can give your kids, your relationships, your work, is to be completely whole, completely balanced, feeling light on your toes, light in your mind, positive in your energy and your spirit every single day. So any kind of resistance or struggle is a sign that there is imbalance. I'll say that again. Any time you're resisting the moment that you're living it, when you're tense and struggling, just recognize there is an imbalance there, that you're not able to sit in the moment, that something, you're leaking energy somewhere. So if this is all too much for you, right, like where do I even get started? Just start to write down or note where you're resisting, right? Do you resist this person? Am I resisting this project? Am I resisting my body? Am I resisting getting dressed in the morning? Am I resisting my work? Anytime you're resisting, you're leaking energy. And that's a very, very good sign that that situation is just not whole. It's not balanced. And it's not anybody else's fault. Okay, let's just put it on the table. This isn't about anybody else doing anything to you. It's about you. It's about you not being your most balanced, healthy self. And so we can do something about it today. We can take a step forward today, and it can be small steps, right? Small steps every day builds consistency, builds momentum. What can you do today to start to shift yourself into that fully healthy you? Write it down. Make a list. Make a commitment. Set an intention. How can I be my most fully healthy me today? Our well-being must be our number one priority. Your well-being must be your number one priority. And if it isn't, then you are not putting yourself forward in the most generous way possible to this world. My dad is dying, right? We're all dying. But my dad is, I see the life force seeping out of him every time I see him. He's 82, 83 maybe. I can't remember. And he is not taking care of himself. You know, this intelligent entrepreneur, engineer, just has not, over the years, taken care of himself. And he's paying for it now. And we're paying for it now. Right? He smoked. He doesn't eat well. He doesn't exercise. He, you know, was not consistent in exercise during his life. And I see it. I see the toll it takes. I don't want that. I don't want to put my kids through that. And I am committed to optimizing my well-being. Optimizing, not just being fit, right? It's not about six-pack abs, guys. But optimizing my mental state. Optimizing my physical state. Optimizing my emotional state so that the energy that moves through me on a daily basis is clear, is powerful. It's not just moving through me like a kinked up garden hose, right? Think about the garden hose when it gets all kinked up and it's kind of like drip, 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 right? The water flows through, drip, drip, drips a little bit here, a little bit there until you unkink it. No freaking way. I want to be a fire hose of life force in this world, in my life. And so I know if I do that, this isn't about me gaining anything. It's not about me having power over anyone or amassing wealth or stuff. It's about putting forth my best expression of life possible in the time that I have here. That is my interpretation of the greatest gift I can give the world is being fully healthy on all fronts, guys, all fronts. That means cleaning up your house. I think it was in the Tao Te Ching. It was written, this question kind of rocked my world. Is your own house clean? Woof. Right? Obviously, I'm not just talking about your physical house. Is your own house clean? Before you go blaming others for what's not happening in your world, look at your own house. Clean up your own house. In every corner, under every bed, in every closet. Get in there and clean it out, guys. This is how we shine ourselves up from the inside out. We become the fire hose, the force of positivity for this world. The force of positivity for this world. The greatest gift we can give the world is being fully freaking healthy from the inside out, from every cell we shine brightly. How about it? How about you give it a go? If you need help, if you want support in practices, let me know. I'm here for you. Email me, Kara@KaraBradley.net. I answer all my emails. Let me know. If you want some coaching, let me know. I'm happy to coach you. The greatest gift you can give the world is being a fire hose, a force of positivity, and a force of possibility in this world. You will attract, you will manifest, you will light up the world like you can only imagine. Let's give it a go together. Let me know how it's going. Let me know. Check it out. I will check in next time. I cannot wait to hear from you. Have a fantastic day. If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.